was real last time. We started learning. Shalom, welcome back. So we started learning the Sefer Shomer Emunim from Rabbi Yosef Irgas. Incredible tzaddik, lived in the 1600s, lived a short life. And he started to begin a debate for us. He said the time is going to come, there's going to be this incredible thirst in the world where people are fighting for truth. And essentially, there's going to be this polarization of Klal Yisrael that splits into two camps. There's going to be those Jews who claim that the Torah is what it is, Pshuto K'mashmo. The people who are like really stark in terms of Pshat. Right? Like Pshat is the Iker, everything is Pshat. I'm out of photocopies, I'm sorry, I made 20 last time. And I'll have to make some more. So if Chevra can team up together, that would be good. So there are those people who say, what do you mean, the Torah is what it says it is. And then there's a group of mystics, mekubalim, you know, spiritual seekers who claim that, no, everything in Torah is filled with all of these wondrous secrets. And essentially, he paints for us a debate. He names two individuals, right, two characters who will represent these two camps, the rationalist camp and the mystical camp. He names them Sha'altiel, the one who asked the questions, Yehoyada, the one who's going to offer his understanding of things, and they agreed to have a very, you know, respectful debate, which itself is important. He didn't have to do that. I mean, he could have made them, you know, arch nemesis, and could have had them fight it out, but they agreed to have a respectful conversation. We began last time, really the first question that Shaltiel asked in Ozvav was, who says that there are secrets of the Torah? Where did you get this idea that there's something called secrets of the Torah? Mehechi teisi, that there's a thing called secrets of Torah. Good question. Meaning, he asked the question. I know we have a Talmud Bavli, I know we have a Talmud Yerushalmi, we have a Sifra, we have a Sifrei, we even learned the Sifrei in Shir today, right, Jake? We learned the Sifrei in Shir today? We heard about it, it's a real thing? Oh, right. Sorry. How was your valley? Okay, you gotta send me the recording. All right, we learned the Sifrei in Shir today. Sifrei's Pshat and the Pasuk in Re. I didn't do that in person. So we have Tosefta, we have Mechilta, we have the corpus of Torah literature as we know it. Who says there's such a thing as secrets of the Torah? Where did you get this idea? So Yehoyada responded by saying, and you see right off the bat, you see the brilliance, you see the incredible Bekiyas, we'll see it even more tonight, in a way that's almost, you know, frustrating because we want to get deeper into the debate. But you see how Rav Yosef Irgas, in painting this debate, he's just holding. He knows Svarim we've never heard of. He's got every source that he could possibly, and again, he didn't have, you know, Safari search, you know, to find what he's looking for. So he began in Ozayin, he told us, what do you mean? There's a Gemara in Psachim that says that there are secrets of the Torah. And Maseches Chagiga talks about the prerequisites for transmitting secrets of the Torah. And he's Tosfos talks about the 42-letter name of God. Right? And the Ritva and Sukkah talks about Maisa Merkava and Davar Gadol, Davar Katan, there's so many Gemaras and there's so many Rishonim who seem to at least, again, touch on it. How could you claim there's no such thing as secrets of the Torah? And we ended last time on the top of page Chavav, we quoted the Medrash in Parshas Chukas, where Hashem swore Moshe Rabbeinu to secrecy and said, Moshe, I'm going to be Megala to you, I'm going to reveal to you the secret of the Parah Aduma, but you're not allowed to share that with anyone else. So you see, there are secrets. There definitely are secrets out there. Okay. So says Shaltiel in Os Ches, continuing the debate. Yafa amarta v'hochachta b'mishur sheyesh l'torah sodos ustar. Fine. So you've proven, you've made your point. There's something that's called secrets. But who says secrets? Who says secrets are your understanding? Maybe secrets, is science not a secret? Is you know, anyone who's taking, I don't know, biology, right? Organic chemistry. Those are also secrets. To the average person on the street, yes, the average person on the street corner here in Washington Heights, right? I don't know. It's like deep stuff. Secrets. So who says secrets is some mystical dimension of Torah? Maybe secrets just means deeper understandings of natural reality, of Teva. These two terms, which again, a lot of the Sefer is going to be initially built around, Maisa Bereshis, right? Maisa Bereshis, creation itself. Who says it's a mystical secret? Maybe it's just a scientific secret. Maisa Merkava. whatever's going on in those visions of Yechezkel. Who says that the Mekubalim are the true interpreters of the secrets? In other words, look at the words. Avalo mipnei ze yuchrach lahamin shedeos ha-mekubalim you owe some sodos v'sisrei Torah. Who says that the Mekubalim have the monopoly on interpreting what is the secret of Ma'aseh Bereishis? Ki halo ha-Rambam, and unfortunately tonight, Mechilas quote the Heilige Rambam, and I say that with obviously utmost reverence as we all have for the Heilige Rambam, the holy and sacred Rambam, who Klal Yisrael is forever indebted to, and the stories about the greatness of the Rambam, the Yerushalayim of the Rambam, the holiness of the Rambam, the dedication of the Rambam, the Mesiras Nefesh of the Rambam. Again, we can go forever about it, but we have to, unfortunately, in tonight's shir, we have to very cautiously, and it's not us, it's the Shomer Amunim, we have to very cautiously pick on the Rambam, because the Rambam represents the other camp, the camp of the rationalists. The Rambam was a Chacham Gadol. Ubaki b'chol ha-Talmud haya. So how did the Rambam learn all these Gemaras? Meaning, who says that this is... Rashi says like this, Tosfos says like that. That's every sugi and chas. So the Mekubalim say like this, and the Rambam says like that. Who says the Rambam is wrong? Maybe the rational approach is in fact superior. V'hu bir lanu biyado ha-chazaka, in his yad chazaka, in his arba prakav harishonim, in the first four prakam of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the foundations, the fundamentals of Torah, of creation, of reality, he has his own take on mahu ma'isim merkava u'ma'isim bereishis. Now before we get to Yehoyada's response, I'll just point out, if you want to see something that's, you know, again, these are hard things to read, but we have to, we're seeking truth. And sometimes that means that even though something is a machlokas, and yes, there's always a level of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, even when we, you know, reject a certain opinion lahalacha, there's still some type of truth beyond, you know, beyond the halacha lemaisa that exists. So every time we slug up the Rambam, as we're about to challenge the Rambam very greatly, we still have to try to make sense of the Rambam. But we also have to be able to say very cautiously that the Rambam was wrong. And that's a bold statement. But if you want a good Ma'ariv Makom, and I almost photocopied it tonight to learn it together inside, but if you want a nice source to look at, take a look at Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Emes LeYaakov on Bereishis, page 15 and 16. Rav Yaakov describes, this was Rav Yaakov's response in July 1969 when man landed on the moon. Because that answered, Rav Yaakov said, a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. When it was proven that the moon is actually like a thing you could touch and land on, it proved that whatever the Rambam was talking about of the heavenly hosts being some type of almost like angelic, you know, being that has some type of communicative powers and the ability to understand and to feel. No, the moon is actually like, you know, this big rock in the sky. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes there, and he looks at the Lashonos, he says, and I was comforted to find out that our Mesora triumphed over philosophy. That's what he says. It was a Nechama. When man landed on the moon, you know, when Neil Armstrong took his step on the moon, right? Not only was it a leap for what's the line? What's the famous line? Giant leap for mankind, right? So the way the Yaakov Kamenetsky is a chassad of Kadosh Racha, the way he interpreted it, it was a giant leap for the machlokas Rambam and Ramban, a resolution of that machlokas, and it led Rav Yaakov to write, and again this is a strong thing to say, that the first four prakim of Yesodei HaTorah, whatever the Rambam is talking about there, just skip it, you know? Like, don't even learn it. The way that Rav Shechter says in Maseches Gittin, all those dafim that talk about, you know, medical advice, it's just, whatever that was at the time, it's not no Gaya L'maisa. It's not it. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that whatever the Rambam, however he interpreted certain things about the Galgal above, the whole heavenly spheres, it's not it. It's not it. We discovered it in a different way. It's not it. But again, he writes there, I had an achama to know that the Mesorah of what we believe, triumphed over philosophy. Because the Rambam picked up a lot of philosophy. If you want to read other words that are hurtful to read but important to read, look at the Vilna Gaon, look at the Bir HaGra, Yoredei Kofayim Tes, where the Vilna Gaon writes the things that the Rambam says, his interpretations of the Gemara, where he says that all those, you know, Gemara is about Shadim and all sorts of mystical stuff, how the Rambam takes all the mysticism out of it. The Vilna Gaon says, I don't believe those things. And we shouldn't believe those things. And he picked it all up from Greek philosophy. And it's not Torah. It's simply not Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you could skip the first four prakim of Yesod HaTorah because it's not even Torah. It's a hard thing to write. But in the words of the Gra, the philosophy of the Rambam caused him to err. It caused him to mess up. Bira Gra Yoredei Kofayim Tes. So says Yehoyada in Os Tes. Ilu haya omer ha-Rambam zal she-perusho mekubal b'yado me-rabosav. If the Rambam said that when I interpret sources in Torah the way that I do, this is my Mesorah for my Rebbeim, then, if so, azai hayinu mistapkim el mi mikdoshim nifna. Then I would have a real question, so who's right? I have the Rambam on one side, I have all these other sources on the other side, and I'm trapped in this expression. He's, again, you see his just his Bekiyas in Tanakh also is like incredible. He's paraphrasing a pasuk in Iov. El mi mikdoshim nifna. Like, which of the holy ones, towards which of the holy ones should we turn? If the Rambam was a Mesorah of Torah, then we'd say, maybe we should follow the Rambam. Im el Kabbalas HaRambam. Oh, el Kabbalas HaMikubalim. Who should we follow? Should we follow the Rambam? Should we follow the Mikubalim? Hamaskemis and Pirish Rashi, Betosos, and all the Mepharshim that we mentioned in last week's year. Aval Kevan Shahar Rambam. Lo Pirish Kein Mi Pia Kabbalah. But the Rambam was not... The Rambam himself would admit to us if we were to sit down and say, Maimonides, Heiliger Rambam, where did you get this idea from? Where did you get your understanding of reality from? So much of it was what? Ki emishikol daito. It was logical, rational conclusions. It was philosophical calculations. Ukamosha hu atmo hoda b'hakdamas chelik gimel mehamora. As the Rambam himself admits in the introduction to the third chelik of the Mora Nevuchim. Va'amar ki mashu mevar mi ma'isa merkava hu ma'isa bereishis v'sisrei Torah. All those Gemaras that we spoke about that speak of secrets of the Torah, secrets of creation, the secrets of the Merkava, the Rambam says no. Lo kibel masha amar bezem malame. The Rambam himself admits I didn't actually have a Masorah in these things. I had to figure them out. I had to figure out how the heavenly spheres operate. Velo ba'i lav hanavua bo, and it wasn't prophecy. It's not Torah min haShemayim, even though Lo b'Shemayim here, but it's not. Ela hakol hu mishikol daito v'saraso. It's all logical, philosophical, scientific conclusions of what I imagine it to be. Ulefichach, efshar shelo yekach. It's possible that what I'm saying is not true. The Rambam himself would admit that. V'ayinyan chilufo, and it could be, it's quite the opposite of what I'm saying. V'tiyah kavana davar acher, and it could be that even though I'm suggesting this is my best understanding of some of these deep ideas, the Rambam himself admits, I don't have a clear tradition, and this is my best understanding, and it could be that I'm wrong. So says Yehoyada, says the Shomer Amunim, Im Kain, so if so, Chevra, so let's keep it simple for a second. Eicha nitfos b'safik, how could I adopt a position of safik, which the Rambam himself admits to? Shehu peirusho shel Rambam, as the Rambam himself admits, how can I adopt the position of the Rambam v'naniach esavadai and reject the long, long list of those people who say, what do you mean, I have a Masorah, I have an authentic Torah tradition. Rabbi to Talmud, shu perash ha-mekubalim, sharishiyu lanu b'toras edus, this is, I'm here, I'm prepared to swear, to testify, this is what I received from my Rabbeim, ad ha-tanayim, back to the Halakha Tanayim. In other words, the rabbis in the Gemara, those same Tanayim, who wrote these Gemaras, this is how they understood it. So why are we trying to understand it in a Aristotle, through an Aristotle lens, as opposed to through the lens of those who are the Baal HaBatim over these ideas? And furthermore, the Rambam itself, even if I don't take the approach of who's got the better Mesorah, but the whole approach of the Rambam is very difficult. Shekol hamefarshim dachu, turning the page, b'shtei yadayim. Everyone rejects him. Everyone rejects him. Haran Zal Kosov, the Ran writes, it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, at the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. V'harambam Kosov Masha Rotza. The Rambam wrote what he wanted. V'halavai Shalom Nichtav. Would have been better if he didn't write it at all. He introduced confusing ideas into our understanding of Torah. And as he writes here in the second line, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it in Yisodei HaTorah. Third line. V'achocham HaFilosof Rav Shem Tov, or Rav Yosef Bar Shem Tov, B'sefer Ein HaKorei. Not familiar with the Sefer. Acher Sheherich B'tainos Neged HaRambam, after he lists his many complaints against the Rambam, he writes the following. V'yesh LaRambam Alze Tainos Chalushos Mizuyafos. The Rambam's explanations are weak. And their Mizuyaf means? What's Mizuyaf? They're forgeries. They're not authentic. They're not emes. Kimiyom Golis Haaretz Lo Nimtzi B'Yisrael Ish Rabani Chacham V'Navon B'in Yonam Ha'ela K'ma Aristo. He's saying mockingly. Right? The Jewish people, ever since we got into a Golis mentality, Eretz Yisrael is a land where there's a clarity of Pnimiyas Satara. Right? Bavel is Mubul Baal. So when the Jewish people went into Golis, we fell into this thinking that Aristotle is like the greatest Rebbe ever. There's no one wiser than Aristotle. He takes the cake. He's the greatest mind that ever was. And he led the Rambam to believe all sorts of corrupted ideas. Quoting the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. You know what Tzadikim say on that Pasuk? They say the Sofei Tevos of Rak Ra Kol Hayom is a Malik. This is not Torah ideology. This is not Torah theology. This is not it. It's an amali. It's a perverted way of thinking. The Rambam went all in. The Rambam bought in to these people, these philosophers like Aristotle, a philosophical way of addressing, again, all of these secrets of the Torah. And look what he writes here. It's so strong. Zehiviu el Masha Amar. It led the Rambam to say what he said. Ki merchavas Yechezkel v'Yishayahu. These secrets, which we are all kind of sworn to secrecy about, that we know that that's called the Sisrei Torah. It's really just one nekuda, it's one piece of Aristotle's greater philosophy. You took something which is supposed to be like the biggest secrets of Torah, and you reduced it to like a nekuda in a philosophical treatise. And this is evident to anyone who studies the Rambam, who studies the Mora Nevuchim, and he analyzes his words. If you study the Rambam carefully, you'll see these ideas, they're not coming from a pure source. And the Rambam acquired great wisdom of these people, of these philosophers. Achehu mevuar. Ki kol ma shehisig Yecheskel olav ha-shalom, yadua l'rov chachmei ha-noitrim v'ha-yishma'ilim v'ha-yavanim. It's scathing. He says, so according to you, Rambam, so you're telling me that the mysterious visions of Yecheskel ha-Navi are best understood by Christians and Muslims and Greeks? That's what you're telling me? That's how you want to explain Sisrei Torah? That the notes from that the Christians, the Ishmaelim, the Muslims, the Avanim, they have Yidia Yoser Chashuva Vinakia, they have a greater clarity, a more profound understanding, Mehatos Mufidaito, obviously a perversion of this idea, Mi Yidias Yecheskel Al Hashem, they know it better than Yecheskel himself. That's what you want to suggest? Vizemavur Lemi Shehevin Hanir Tzaitzel, the Rambam, Zal, Omro Ve'eshma Eskol Kanfeim. If you study what the Rambam wrote about Yecheskel in the first parak saying, I heard the sound of their wings. If you read what he wrote about it in his writings, he says, I can't finish the sentence. Ki ba'avur kvodo amarti lo eskarano. I can't even mention it. For the covenant of the Rambam, I can't even say. It's such a perversion of what Yecheskel was experiencing when he saw those deep mystical visions that I can't reduce it to a nekuda of an analysis, a rational philosophical analysis of Aristotle. That the Christians and the Muslims and the Greeks are the ones who are the Bali Masora of what Yechezkel and Yeshaya were seeing to such a degree that it's a keilu they understood it better than the Nevi'im themselves. Ayin Sham Sheherich look over there in the Sefer Ein HaKorei, where he has, again, very strong things clearly to say. No, Yonah, you wanted to say something? Get your hand up.
I was just going to say, that this is, just crazy.
That's why we're learning it.
I'm here to
radicalize you.
I forgot my question, but I was just going to say, how could someone say this about a Savior? How could someone speak like this about someone?
How could someone write this about the Rambam? I mean, what's bothering you? How could...
He's ripping on everything the Rambam said.
He's not... He's ripping... for those who are at the healthy tshuva conversation that took place, the panel we had right before this, we spoke about distinguishing, the person from the action, or sometimes the person from the idea. Great people can have sometimes wrong ideas. Again, if we were really, really big enough, I'm sure Rav Itchemeyer has ways of putting it all together. Of somehow putting... But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky starts off by saying, no, the first four prakim of the Rambam's Yesodei HaTorah, it's just not Torah. Rav Yaakov said when they landed on the moon, the moon is not some type of angelic, being. The moon is the moon. And we have to redefine our understanding of what's happening up above. And if the Rambam picked up a lot of ideas from foreign sources, so says the Sefer Ein HaKorei, Rav Yosef ben Rav Shem Tov, what can I say? I have to speak the truth. I don't know what to say. I have to tell you the truth. And you can see his bekiyas. And again, we're not familiar with any of these Svarim. Zach, I'll take a question in a second. Gam HaChacham HaPhilosoph in the Sefer Derech Amuna, which is a Sefer you'll see he quotes a lot. Rav Chaskai Kereskas in the Or Hashem. Famous Jewish philosophical work, Tehillah le David, Neve Shalom. He's quoting all of these great Jewish, philosophers. All of them, he writes. Kulam kasu shi'i efshar lomar. Dechochmas hateva vechochmas ha'elukus shal aristo yeha mechuvin lechazal b'maisa b'reishas b'maisa merkava. Kamosha sover haram. You can't mix, again, on a simple level, you can't mix the science of, of rational thought and philosophy with secrets of the Torah, with whatever it is that Chazal were understanding of Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava. It's not the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so 2 points. One, I was curious, but then what does he actually say about Ezekiel's vision, Yechezkel's vision?
So go learn the Rambam.
Okay, and then the second part, was it, we still accept his ideas when it comes to Halachot, don't we? So how do we...
Of course. A person could be a master in one area and still be rejected in another area. There's also, we have to recognize, and this is the point that I think we have to make early. The same way there's an evolution in halacha, there's an evolution in machshava. Feel free to challenge this idea if you don't like it. I believe strongly in this idea. In other words, I don't know why I always use this example. Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Rav Yossi HaGlili says that, and if, by the way, if we lived in Rav Yossi HaGlili's town, if my Rosh Yeshiva, if my Rebbe, if my posek was Rav Yossi HaGlili, so you would have no problem eating chicken and cheese. Because basar b'chalav refers to basar behema, not basar of. A chicken and cheese sandwich is kosher according to Rav Yossi HaGlili. Right? So can any Jew, in Tavshin Pei Beis, in 2022, can any Jew, walk into the YU cafeteria with a chicken and cheese sandwich, and someone says, what are you doing? It's not kosher. Well, what do you mean? I'm a Rav Yossi HaGlili. I pass my Rebbe's Rav Yossi HaGlili. I eat chicken and cheese. There's an evolution of halacha. There are opinions that we follow. There's opinions we don't follow. Again, there's a reality of Eilu v'Eilu Devei Elokim Chaim. That's one of the most beautiful things about the a Torah's Chaim. Right? As the Gemara says at the beginning of Chagigo, you could ask your rabbi and he says mutter, and you could ask another rabbi, someone else asks their rabbi and he says usser, and Hashem has no problem with either of you as long as you're following someone who's authorized to give a psak. And you follow it in an authentic way. You're not just shopping around for the answers that you want. So I believe there's an evolution in machshava as well. In other words, the fact that the Rambam believed that hashkacha pratis is divvied out according to one's level of religiosity. And the Baal Shem Tov said, no, that's not true. Right? So how do we paskin? We don't like to think about what do you mean, paskin? It's machshava. We don't have a shulchan aruch for machshava. Right? But I think over the course of time, we have to look at trends. Now, that sounds extremely dangerous, what I'm about to say. Trends. So if something gets popular, that means it's MS. So as much as I say that with tremendous caution, there is a truth to that. And let me explain why I think that's correct, and then I'll open it up to comments, responses, and you'll tell me why what I'm saying is kfirah, if it is. But there's a Rashi in Chulin. I can't find it for some reason. It's on Kuf Lamed Zayin. I just can't find the exact Lashon. There's a Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, where Rashi defines the difference between Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim. What we call Torah and Divrei Kabbalah. We have a rule. The Gemara says, Bava Kama, very beginning of Bava Kama, Divrei Torah, or Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinon. You can't learn, we can't mix and match the world of Torah and Divrei Kabbalah. In other words, there's different madregos in the hierarchy. Sometimes the Gemara says, you have it in Gittin. And in the Sugya of Prisbal. You have it in the Sugya of, you have it over there. But when it comes to, signing a get, right? The Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Daled that it was a Tekanos Derabanan to sign a get. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's Daraisa, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah. Daraisa. But Halacha acknowledges that they're not exactly the same playing field. Even when we quote a Pasuk and we sometimes say that's called Daraisa, there's a difference between Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. You can't make a Gezeira Shava between a Pasuk and Chumash and a Pasuk in Eov. So Rashi over here in Chulin, I apologize, I can't find it. Rashi said, why are Nevi'im and Ksuvim called Divrei Kabbalah? What do you mean Divrei Kabbalah? Why is Torah called Torah? And Rashi says Torah is called Torah because Torah is a hora'a lidoros. It's an eternal teaching. It's nitzri. Torah is emes. Emes means forever. Nevi'im uksuvim is called Divrei Kabbalah because it's something that we were makabel for a period of time, but not forever. In other words, the message of that Navi is not forever. The Rambam writes by Hilchos Purim, right, that in the future all we're going to have is the five books of Moses, we're going to have the Chumash, and we're going to have Megillas Esther. Right? But in the future, all the Sifrei Nevi'im are going to be batel. Again, whatever exactly batel means. But it doesn't have the same long-lasting quality of what? Of Torah. So what I'm trying to say is that Rashi is defining the definition of Torah as something that can go the distance. Now, there's one other, obviously, prerequisite, and that is that it can't contradict Torah. Right? So if something becomes popular, but it's against Torah itself, so that's also not, that doesn't count. But if I can argue that something is halachically legitimate, and it goes the distance, it's not something that fizzles out, so then that can be called Torah. It's an eternal teaching that lasts. So there were trends in Jewish history where people thought, oh, this is going to become like the next big trend. Meaning, I speaking for myself, my understanding and my relationship with Hasidus, my understanding of the expansion of the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov, which clearly is trending in a certain way in the world. There's more people learning it, people who typically, you go back, wouldn't have access to it, wouldn't be interested in it. Right? That prediction of Mashiach's conversation with the Baal Shem Tov on that Rosh Hashanah, She'efutzu mayinosecha chutza, right? So if you think Hasidus is kfira and it's against halacha, so, okay, then we have a problem. But if you could say that it's alpi halacha, and it seems to be a lasting movement, it's not just a fad that fizzles out, so then I think that's called Torah. If a person says women should start wearing tefillin, I'll say one more radical thing and then I'll hand it over to the tzibur. If someone says, right, there's people who like to advocate, well, I can find the shita in halacha, I can find that das yachid in a rishon to redefine the halachic norms. I can fit it into halacha, okay. So then the litmus test, according to this Rashi, is, well, do Klal Yisrael pick up on it? If it becomes mainstream, if Klal Yisrael will go for it, so then I guess it's Torah. But there's many trends like that throughout history where someone tried to push something through, and tried to justify it al pi halacha, but it didn't take off because Klal Yisrael, our neshama, has a certain internal, GPS. It knows where to go. It knows how to get to where it's supposed to go. So I believe in a certain unfolding and evolution of Jewish thought. So in other words, the point I'm trying to make in a very long-winded way, and I apologize, is that when the Rambam says certain things, it may have been right in his time, and for whatever reason, Hashem wanted it to be unveiled at that time in that way. And it could be as time goes on, the conversation evolves, Right? The halacha evolves. What was once chicken and cheese, which was once acceptable, if Rabbi Yossi Aglili was your Rebbe, is no longer a shita for anyone. Someone can't walk in and say, I'm a Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Nick, and, you know, in 2022. Okay, yeah, let's hear.
But if what we're saying here is that the Rambam was affected by Aristotle, how could you say that's Eilu Eilu?
So again, I'm trying to be respectful. I mean, I'm trying to say the Rambam is also the Rambam, right?
Right.
I mean, you can't say the Rambam is a Greek philosopher. The Rambam is mamish, you know, the Rambam. The Rambam, what the Rambam did for Torah, right? So he's also Das Torah. So I have to work with, okay, he's Das Torah and he's Das Aristotle. So I can either say, okay, this whole area, meaning going back to Zach's question, right? Meaning, so does this mean like the whole, every psak of the Rambam is now puzzle? No. It means that this understanding in this area of Jewish thought was, again, in the words of the Vilna Gaon, in the words of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the words of the Ein Kore, and the Derech Hamuna, and the Or Hashem, and the Tila Dovin, and the Beis Shalom, was corrupted by outside influences. And I don't think that, you know, puzzles them out. Right, I mentioned it in the last year. There's some funny sources about maybe, right. But the Pasha says he didn't have a Masora of.
So it's not that saying, it sounds like the Sherman is saying he knew it and rejected it.
Right, no, I think that's a much softer way, and I think it's a much truer way, probably historically, to say it. Right? It's not that the Rambam, you know, had exposure to this. The Ramban, who every paragraph in Ramban on Chumash ends, you know, Aval B'derech HaEmes, the Ramban had a Masora of Kabbalah. The Rambam was, for whatever reason, not Zocha to it. Again, we could try to explain, you know, Bahashkacha Pratis, why that was. The Rambam had to do what he had to do. I feel that sometimes. You meet certain, again, and I'm speaking just very much from my own personal experience. I like Hasidus, I'm not ashamed to admit it. But sometimes, like, you know, you meet certain people who have such a snagdus to it, and it's like, why? Like, what's so, like, why? Like, you're not even open to trying it in a real way. Why is that? I remember when Rav Weinberger was here in YU, so I remember when Shabbos he was here. I was here that Shabbos also, and I was sitting with him at a Shabbos suit in the calf, and I was asking Rav Weinberger about this question. I was like, "Why is like why?" I was like, "What would you?" I said, "Rebbe, what would you do? What would you recommend? Like, if you have a friend, you know, who's like a staunch misnagid and like he's not open, what would you try to teach him to try to expose him to Chassidus?" Looking back, it was such a silly, immature question. But Sir Weinberger looks at me. He's like, "Your emotions today, I don't understand." He's like, the guy's an anti-Semite? I was like, "No, he's just like, he's not into it." He's like, so just like, I don't know, so teach him a piece of Kedushas Levi. Like, what do you want from me? Like, try it out. I don't know, it'll go or it won't go. Like, you know, like, there's no like trick to it. But I think Bashkacha Pratis, sometimes Hashem doesn't let people, you know, catch the bug of the Baal Shem Tov because he needs them to be big poskim. He needs them to figure out, you know, technology and Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't have time for them to learn Likutei Moharan. They have to do their avoda for Klai. So I really believe that. So maybe the Rambam, whatever the Rambam needed to bring to the world, which was incredible, right? And again, we're forever indebted to the Rambam for it. Maybe the Rambam didn't have time. Meaning, okay, we have the Ramban to give us, you know, to give us his commentary on Chumash, which is filled with, you know, Biderech HaEmes. And maybe we have the Arizal to do that for us. And I don't need the Rambam to do that for us. But 100%, I agree. It's not that the Rambam rejected Kabbalah. It's that he was not zoche to that Mesorah.
Even something like this, I know like it's like the Mesorah and Chabad that way, that he knew Kabbalah, they don't want to accept that he didn't. I think even they would say that it's not like they didn't like reject it. It's more that
right.
He just didn't go get into it.
Right, so. Right. Yeah. Yeah, again, there's still, I mentioned last time, the B'nai Yisrael, one of his svarim, says a Masorah that at the end of his life, the Rambam met some Makubal, and he finally taught him Chochmas HaEmes, and he was moda to all of it, and he regretted all these things that, you know, like the Ran says, Halavai Shalo Nichta, the Rambam said about himself, Halavai, wouldn't have written these things. Okay, you know, true stories, apocryphal tales, I don't know, Chassidish HaMaisas, you know, it's true and not true at the same time, I don't know. But for sure, the Rambam was not rejecting it, but again, the Shomer Amunim's point is, so go with the ones who have a vaday. The Rambam is saying, Safeg, this is reality. And all these other tzaddikim are saying, no, vaday, this is the Mesorah. This is Torah. So let's go for it. Let's lean into that. Okay, we're about 10 lines from the bottom of page Chaf Zayin. Aval hamechuvan b'maisa bereishis. The line that begins b'maisa bereishis. Aval hamechuvan b'maisa bereishis u'maisa merkava. Heim in yanim. What is the truth of maisa bereishis, maisa merkava? What's the Gemara talking about? What are these things? What was Yecheskel seeing? What was happening during creation of the world? Was it just some type of? And again, the deeper one understands Kabbalah and understands modern science. Actually, they're not austere. There's a way to bring them more and more together. Right? But that superficial understanding of a logical, rational explanation, something that we can grasp, the truth, he says, of Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava are things that we have no hasag of, that it's impossible to be masig them biderech hakira. It's impossible to grasp them rationally, logically. Rak mitzad chochmas hakabbalah liyarei Hashem ulechosh reshamo. It can only be understood by those who have this inside track. Chachmei ha'emes ubalei ha'torah. All of the perfections of these matters emerges from that base medrash. V'haraya, and he brings an interesting raya. Tell me if you like this raya. It's an interesting way to try to prove the point. V'haraya, says the Shomer Amunin, the proof is, ki chacham tiv'i michachmei umos lo ala lemadregas bria michudeshes besidur hativi. What do you think he's saying? He's saying the philosophers, those who know science, the greatest doctors, and again, you'll say, well, things are happening in the world today that are pretty, had an interesting conversation with a student today who's interested in, stem cell research and to regenerate limbs and all sorts of like really incredible scientific breakthroughs. But he says the proof is that the scientists and the doctors and the philosophers have not reached the madrega of being able to what? To create a bria mechudeshes, to create a new entity, besidur hativi, through scientific means. V'rava, but the Gemara tells us that Rava bara egla, Rava was able using practical Kabbalah to create things. Rava created a cow. Rabbi Zeira bara gavra, the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira was able to bring a golem to life. It's an interesting proof that the doctor chose these things. Right? But apparently there's such a thing called practical Kabbalah. There's something called, and he finally introduces us to the word, Al Yedei Sefer Yetzira. Right? There's one of the earliest Kabbalistic texts, which the Rishonim assumed was written by Avram Avinu, so that's the Masorah. Right? It's called Sefer Yetzira, the Book of Creation. Zeu Toref Devrayim, this is the main substance of this school of thought. Alright, let's just finish the paragraph. Ube'emes ki rabu meharbe hamal'igim al perusho shel Rambam b'merkeves Yecheskel. He says again, we're not here to pick on the Rambam, but there are many, many, many great tzaddikim who ridicule, who make fun. Mal'igim means they poke fun at the approach to the Rambam to Yecheskel. V'altame ha'mitzvos shekosav b'mora, and what the Rambam writes about explanations for mitzvos as he writes throughout the Mora Nevuchim. V'kosvu alav, and they say about it, mi yitin Hacharish, hacharish. Right? It would be better, again, a pasuk in Eov, if you would just be quiet about these things. I mentioned last week how angry Rabbi Nachman was so angry how the Rambam tried to explain the Ketores was like air freshener for the Beis HaMikdash because there's a lot of animal parts lying around and sometimes it stinks in the Beis HaMikdash. L'havdil, like the hockey room after the locker room after the hockey game. Right? And they're all saying, Rambam, we get it. You're trying to make Torah accessible and rational and approachable and scientific and logical, but it's not helping. V'lachein, in the last line, ein lanu lehishkiach al dvarav inyan zeh. And therefore, we should not listen to the Rambam with regard to these matters. Okay, let's do one more question. We'll call it a night. Okay, let's just introduce the next question. And that is okay, fine. So you're telling me the Rambam is not the way to go, but you haven't yet really convinced me that the Mekubalim is the way to go. In other words, who says, maybe one of the, maybe some rabbis along the way, kind of just, okay, you're telling me the Rambam got it from the wrong source, but who says that what you're calling the authentic tradition got it from the right source? Says Shaltiel and Os Yud, V'dilma Sisrei Torah Maisa Bereishis Maisa Merkava, Einam Lo Kedivrei Zeh V'Lo Kedivrei Zeh. You want to tell me the Rambam is wrong? Fine. But who says you're right? Lo Kedasa Rambam, Hasover Shedeos, It's not like the Rambam, who, again, we're saying is Greek philosophy. V'gam lo kedeyas ha-mekubalim. Maybe nishkechu v'nevdu mimenu baruch ha-golus. Maybe throughout the long exile, the chain was broken, and then some, you know, charlatan came along and he made up all sorts of interesting and wild ideas. People go for wild stuff. So who says, ask Shaltiel, who says that you have the real tradition? Maybe it was lost along the way. So very quickly, let's see the answer. Yehoyada answers. Gamzo taina b'teilehi. It's not true. It's not true. The chain was never broken. Why? Because, think about it. Sharei Sefer Yetzira, Sefer HaBahir, Pirkei HaChalos, Sefer HaZohar. What are we listing here? We're listing Kabbalistic works that were written by Tanaim. Sheim Chiburei HaTanaim Shechiru al Sisrei HaTorah. Again, the same rabbis in the Gemara who wrote about Sisrei HaTorah are the authors of all of these books. Sefer Yetzira, Sefer HaBahir, Pirkei HaChalos, Sefer HaZohar. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is the Masorah. Meaning, if you don't believe in this, so then you can start asking, well, maybe they made up everything. Maybe every line in the Gemara is made up. How do I know the tefillin are supposed to be black? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It doesn't say they have to be square. We have Masorah. Well, maybe the Masorah was broken and someone came along and liked the color black. Maybe the original tefillin were green or pink. And he says, and not only that, the philosophers, even the philosophical individuals, mibnei amenu modim sheim chiburei atanayim, these are not questionable works. Okay, fine. So maybe there's some modern scholarship. Did Rishon Baruchai really write the Zohar? Okay, so you want to knock, even if you knocked out the Zohar, which I'm not ready to do, but let's even say, you know, you said the Zohar was not entirely Rishon Baruchai, it was composite with different people adding different layers of interpretation at different points of history. But those same scholars say the Sefer HaBayir, Pirkei HaChalos, Sefer Yetzirah, these are Tanaim, the Kuzari, for example. Again, these are basic Jewish philosophy believes that this is this. The Kuzari, he says, writes, Shehevi Sham Ktsas Lashonos Misefer Yetzira. The Kuzari, again, you're going to throw out the Kuzari so quickly. The Kuzari quotes the Sefer Yetzira at times and attributes it to Avram Avinu. And he mentions Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, who's the author of the Sefer HaChalos. He speaks about his ability of hakaras panim, of face reading. Again, we're now in the realm of practical Kabbalah. Right? It's not just, you know, tarot cards and people on the side of the highway, $10, get your palm read. Right? But it's a real chachma. It's a real chachma, hakaras panim, maisim rakava. Ki yado sodoseim achahaya royal madrega krovin l'nevua. The Kuzari says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Heilige Tana was on a level that was close to Nevuah. He had access to very deep things. Rav Chastai Kreskas, again, he mentions the Sefer Yetzira and the Or HaShem, and he attributes it to Avram Avinu. The Ibn Ezra in Parshas Kisisa quotes the Sefer HaChalos. He's quoting from these early Kabbalistic works. Rav Moshe Narvoni quotes Rav Shem Tov, who we mentioned earlier. In his commentary on the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, he mentions the Sefer HaBayir. In other words, all the Jewish philosophers throughout history have accepted that these are authentic works of the Tanaim. The same Tanaim who wrote the Gemara. So, you know, Gezeirah Shava, Tanaim. The same Tanaim, the same authors of the Gemara were the people who were writing these Kabbalistic works explaining what Maisa Merkav is, what Maisa Bereishis is, secrets of the universe. Skipping to the next paragraph. Va'od harei matzinu should be a mei ha-ga'onim. And from the Tanaim we go further, in the period of the Ga'onim. Lo nishkachu v'lo nevdu sisrei haTorah. The Ramban in his commentary on Bereishis, he quotes from Rav Shiragon, explaining Zeh Sefer told us Adam. I know I'm just moving quickly because I want to get through this paragraph, turning the page. He quotes Rav Shiragon, Zachor nekeva baram, ein moser in sisrei Torah v'razin, except to a person who's worthy. He's just showing you that there's a link here, from the Tanaim to the Gaonim to the Rishonim. Again, it's all documented. It's all documented that this is part of the Masorah. Jumping to the next paragraph on page Chavtes. Va'od achrei ha-ga'onim nimtu kam me'svar me'rabbanim ha-mufursamim. You want to talk about people who are more familiar to us? How about all the classic Rishonim? How about the Gedolei Yisrael? Who all speak about the Sisrei Torah b'Kabbalah? The Ravid. Did you know that the Ravid wrote a commentary on Sefer Yetzirah, he says? The Ravid writes in his Hakdamah to the Sefer Yetzirah, I know I'm dealing with very secretive things, but I want to reveal a little bit to you. Or how about the Ramban, who's writing throughout his commentary on Chumash? He writes in his Akdamah to the Chumash, I'm writing Sisrei Torah. Or how about the Rashba? Do you know that the Rashba has Tshuvos, where he talks about secrets of the universe, of Kabbalah? Where the Rashba says, the little bit that I've heard from the Baalei HaChachma, of the Sod Omuk, the deep secrets of creation, of the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa, the secret of Shabbos, why we begin our davening, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and how that connects to Akel HaGadol, HaGiwar, VaHanora. He says, I'm not allowed to talk about these things. The Rashba, this is the same Rashba that you learn on Shas. The same Ramban who you learn on Shas. The same Ravid. These are the Rishonim. These are our Rishonim who we live with every day in the Beis Medrash, in the world of Nigla. And he says, look here, look there. He's giving us again, Mari Makomos, Ad Ein Sof. Two lines from the bottom. Gam B'Sifrei, Kabbalas, Rabbi Eliezer, B'Germaiza, right, the Baal Rokeach, Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, the Bris Menucha, the Sefer HaKana, the Sefer HaPliya, turning to the top of the next page. And again, you can spend as much time as you want. Again, he's just giving us incredible Mari Makomos for us to look up. The Sefer HaTmuna, all of these Chiburim, all of these writings, Mekama Chachamim Ukedoshim, from the Tanayim, from the Gaonim, from the Rishonim, Yile HaAdam L'Safram. You become exhausted just by trying to list them. Asher Kula Modim Umeidim, each one of them declares, they admit and they testify that the starim, the secrets that we're talking about, are Mikubalim Biyadeyim Mirabosayim. This is the true Masorah of Torah. Ba'ofen Shelo Yisupak Klal, Shenisharu Biyadeinu Deos Nivienu V'Sisrei Torah. It was never lost. The Masorah was never broken. And again, you can go through it and try to line up the pieces and study. And again, maybe just be surprised if this is all very new to you. Right? Be surprised by the fact that, again, we often associate some of these Rishonim as being the meat and potatoes of Shas, of the interpreters of the Sugyas and the Gemara. Right? But so many of them were important Chachmei HaMasorah in terms of the Kabbalah of Pnimius and Sisrei Torah. Okay? Let's pause here for tonight. Thank you for coming. To be continued. Interesting stuff. A lot to explore.